Hermione glanced around.
Did you make all this mess, or was some of it done when you got here?
Someone had searched before me, said Harry.
I thought so. Every room I looked into on the way up had been disturbed. What were they after, do you think?
Information on the Order, if it was Snape.
But you'd think he'd already have all he needed. I mean, he was in the Order, wasn't he?
Well then, said Harry, keen to discuss his theory, what about information on Dumbledore? The second page of this letter, for instance. You know this Batilda my mum mentions? You know who she is?
Who? Batilda Bagshot, the author of A History of Magic, said Hermione, looking interested. So, your parents knew her. She was an incredible magical historian.
And she's still alive, said Harry. And she lives in Godric's Hollow. Ron's Auntie Muriel was talking about her at the wedding. She knew Dumbledore's family, too. Be pretty interesting to talk to, wouldn't she? There was a little too much understanding in the smile Hermione gave him for Harry's liking. He took back the letter and the photograph and tucked them inside the pouch around his neck, so as not to have to look at her and give himself away.
I understand why you'd love to talk to her about your mum and dad, and Dumbledore too, said Hermione, but that wouldn't really help us in our search for the Horcruxes, would it?
Harry did not answer, and she rushed on.
Harry, I know you really want to go to Godric's Hollow, but I'm scared. I'm scared at how easily those Death Eaters found us yesterday. It just makes me feel more than ever that we ought to avoid the place where your parents are buried. I'm sure they'd be expecting you to visit it.
It's not just that, Harry said, still avoiding looking at her. Muriel said stuff about Dumbledore at the wedding. I want to know the truth. He told Hermione everything that Muriel had told him. When he had finished, Hermione said,
Of course. I can see why that's upset you, Harry.
I'm not upset, he lied. I'd just like to know whether or not it's true, or...
Harry, do you really think you'll get the truth from a malicious old woman like Muriel, or from Rita Skeeter? How can you believe them? You knew Dumbledore.
I thought I did, he muttered.
But you know how much truth there was in everything Rita wrote about you. Doge is right. How can you let these people tarnish your memories of Dumbledore?
He looked away, trying not to betray the resentment he felt. There it was again. Choose what to believe. He wanted the truth. Why was everybody so determined that he should not get it?
Shall we go down to the kitchen?
Hermione suggested after a little pause.
Find something for breakfast?
He agreed, but grudgingly, and followed her out onto the landing and past the second door that led off it. There were deep scratch marks in the paintwork below a small sign that he had not noticed in the dark. He paused at the top of the stairs to read it. It was a pompous little sign, neatly lettered by hand, the sort of thing that Percy Weasley might have stuck on his bedroom door. Do not enter without the express permission of Regulus Arcturus Black. Excitement trickled through Harry, but he was not immediately sure why. He read the sign again. Hermione was already a flight of stairs below him.
Hermione, he said, and he was surprised that his voice was so calm. Come back up here.
What's the matter?
R.A.B. I think I found him.
There was a gasp, and then Hermione ran back up the stairs.
In your mum's letter? But I didn't see...
Harry shook his head, pointing at Regulus's sign. She read it, then clutched Harry's arm so tightly that he winced.
Sirius's brother?
She whispered.
He was a Death Eater, said Harry.
Sirius told me about him. He joined up when he was really young and then got cold feet and tried to leave, so they killed him.
That fits, gasped Hermione. If he was a Death Eater, he had access to Voldemort. And if he became disenchanted, then he would have wanted to bring Voldemort down.
She released Harry, leaned over the banister, and screamed,
Ron! Ron! Get up here, quick!
Ron appeared, panting, a minute later, his wand ready in his hand.
What's up? If it's massive spiders again, I want breakfast before I...